Prologue. Two Harbors, Minnesota, January 15th, 2017. Charlie brushed his thick, sandy hair back as his bleary eyes squinted to study the letter for the 10th time. The gooseneck lamp shone brightly on the stack of carefully ordered letters and printed emails on his desk, framed by a border of biology textbooks covering all other available surfaces. He wasn't exactly sure why these letters, evidence of nothing but wasted time, beckoned him to stay up late into the night. Maybe because he needed a distraction from his internal turmoil to wind down at the end of the day. Alone. Nobody had been around for over a year now. He flinched out of his reverie with the ringing of the landline. As he rose and his feet found the floor, he registered his truth. Nothing good comes from a call in the middle of the night. He didn't dare let his mind lock in on his constant dread. The police had found a body and thought it might be his long-missing daughter, Grace. Instead, he forced himself in a different direction. Was it Caroline? Never one to live within convention, she'd call in the middle of the night, merely for lack of checking the world clock. Perhaps she was on one of her crazy trips to search for some elusive bird to check off her world bird list. But she never called anymore. His nervous black lab sidled up to him, slowing his movement through the dark house to the kitchen and the phone. Bailey, get out of the way, girl. He attempted to give the dog a reassuring pat and swallowed the hope that it could be his vagabond wife. He grabbed the receiver. Hello? Is this Charles Booker? Asked a woman's voice, youngish and tentative. Yes? I have some news, urgent news, about your daughter, Grace. Gracie? He hadn't heard from his troubled daughter in over a year. Their last months together had created an estrangement not yet bridged, etched in his aching heart. Yes, Grace is in the hospital and wants you here. She needs you. Now. What? Where? His voice was still froggy. He looked at the clock, which read 3 o'clock a.m. Memorial Hospital, Chicago, South Side. Who are you? His mind now on task, he needed information. A friend. Get a pencil and I'll give you the address. You need to hurry. With the order, he scrambled for a light switch and pen, scribbled down the address, and then she was gone. Shocked by the sudden adrenaline rush, he found his hands shaking as he hung up. Then, his knees gave way, and he crumpled to the floor. Bailey was all over him with her warm muzzle and licks, finally giving him the strength to move. He stumbled to Grace's bedroom and took a moment to breathe in her essence, still strong after her flight from him. He was dressed, packed, and ready to lock up when he registered Bailey. Too early to wake his neighbor. Damn. With only one person he could turn to, he gathered some dog food and packed it and Bailey in the car. Lori was always there for him. How much more could he put her through? At the last minute, he returned to Grace's room. He stopped when he locked eyes on her last school picture, her junior year in high school. Beautiful and fragile. His fault. He pulled a soft wool blanket for Bailey from her closet. His own blanket of guilt would itch at him for the 10-hour drive to Chicago.